Hello, we're on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinder, Kathy Cook. And tonight, again, we have Planewalker underscore 777 with us, and we're going to be discussing covers and how they represent us in each area of our lives. Hello, Plane.
Hello, Kathy, my friend. Thank you for welcoming me back on the show.
I appreciate you being here. I'm going to let you jump right on in because I have such a migraine tonight. I'm going to let you just kind of ease on in and take the wheel if you don't mind.
Oh, don't mind. I'm sorry to hear about this.
Well, thank you.
I have lifted you up in prayer asking our Creator to help ease this. Let me know if he got the message or not.
Oh, I will. I'm sure it'll ease up in just a bit.
Good. I did some research out of the book Life Colors by Pamela Ausley. She's one of the best authors that I have found on the meaning behind each of the colors in the aura spectrum. And she's done such an excellent job of defining the personalities of each color, what we're like when we're in power, out of power, even hitting on the subject of how we are in relationships, problem-solving, parents of each color, and even children of other colors. And I really like the aspect that at the end of each chapter on the colors that she defines a lot of the type of employment or self-employment that we find ourselves in when we fit these colors.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. This book has helped me a lot, and when I read what I'm like out of power, then all I need to do is kind of the opposite to become in power, and it has made quite an impact on my life. And it's good. I really encourage people to get Pamela Ausley's book, Life Colors. It's very impacting, and it will make a great change in your life, and also to help understand children who fit these different colors, to give greater insight and understanding and be able to help encourage them and also to help them to understand themselves. I've started out with wanting to go over a couple of the physical colors. And then I'll go into violets and then the indigos.
Okay.
And I've just taken kind of a generalizing and hitting some highlights of her statement. So all this is coming directly out of Pamela Ausley's book that I'll be quoting from. Reds and oranges are both very physical colors. These daredevils love to take risks when they are out on a physical adventure. These vibrant colors need risk-taking nature outings to feel alive and connected to their physical bodies. These personalities need to remind themselves to listen and heed the warnings from those who know the danger of extreme risk-taking. Parents of such children have one main aspect. This is to outlive the possible heart attacks and or mental breakdowns that these children could possibly bring about by their need to physically challenge themselves. I kind of understand my mother a lot better. just reading how I am. My favorite color, and this is a good injection of this, that one of the colors that you can know that you are is, what is your favorite color? I have learned from doing or reading that a person's favorite color is generally one of the strong color bands in their aura spectrum. And orange has always been a favorite color of mine. Very passionate about orange. I like bright orange. And I remember growing up that I used to become so frustrated that they would ask children, what is your favorite color? And they usually give red, blue, green. I can't remember the other one. There's a fourth one, but never orange. And
that's Beth Diamond's favorite color, though.
That's whose favorite color?
My friend Beth Diamond.
I love orange. I love the vibrance of it.
She loves orange bubblegum.
Oh, yes. It's a great color. And, you know, I've always, from the time that I can remember being very young, that if I'm feeling very down, going through a hard time, if I will put on these certain colors like the orange or, you know, vibrant colors, that it automatically helps lift my spirits. It makes me kind of combat getting out of that blue time, negative time. And so what color that a person may be, it would be good to really surround yourself in those colors.
That's what I've heard too.
Yes.
It also goes with the frequency of sound.
Uh-huh. And also, wearing your favorite clothes as well as the colors will also help generate lifting a person up. Just like they tell people to sing. That's one of the things that my college psych professor, I remember quite well, that their encouragement that to sing when you're having these rough times, down times, that singing will help lift you up out of it as well. In ancient times, the majority of the populations were oranges and reds. Much of the time when anything has to do with being physical, these colors are generally the first to get involved. Red's adept at helping people survive such environmental crises as floods, fires, and earthquakes. They exhibit raw courage in the face of danger. Now, when reds are out of power, they can depict violent tempers. Once they are set off, they can become very dangerous. The rage is often released by punching holes in a wall, starting a fight, or having sexual encounters. It might be beneficial to be a red every now and then.
My daughter did a show with me not too long ago, and ironically, bringing this up, they wear color badges with their names are colors, and that's their personality trait.
Uh-huh.
And she is she has the personality color of a yellow, I do believe, because she is very structured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yellows are.
And doesn't like change.
Uh-huh. I would imagine, with her being yellow, one of the things that's
and very outgoing.
Yeah, yes, they are. One of the big aspects that is known about yellows is that whenever they go visit someone and they have a pet, the pet is generally right up to them, wanting in their lap, wanting attention. And children are the same way with yellows. Yellows can automatically get into a child's level or with an animal's level. And I believe that yellows, you also find your pet psychics, a very strong trait.
Uh-huh.
But since they have the ability to communicate so well with animals, this is almost a natural spiritual ability for them to get into. And it's also one of the exercises that yellows need to do is what they call long muscle exercises, such as swimming, bicycling, or if they go for walks, to really stretch their muscles out when they're doing that walking. Their Pamela says that they're one of the more innocent natured colors because of their ability to be able to relate with children. Your children have that kind of innocence about them, and that's what yellows have.
Uh-huh.
The red's out of power. When they are out of power, they can, I think I said that, I'm sorry. To get back in power, reds must find acceptable outlets for their energy and their frustration. They need to learn when to be quite persistent with their efforts. When no amount of physical strength or endurance will keep the raging waters from flooding a town, for example, Reds continue to fight it. Their never-ending energy and stamina can often wear out others who have been enlisted to help. Reds will do well to learn to temper their frankness and allow others to express their beliefs and points of view. I kind of fit that area with, I like frankness, I like directness. I like the people who just say what they mean and mean what they say. You know,
yeah,
using all these other bigger, broader words that don't really sound like they mean the same thing, but yet they do. I like just, you know, sometimes it has a lot to do with wanting to hurry up and get to the point, get it dealt with, be done with it, and go on. That's one of the reasons why Reg loved that, to be frank and right to the point.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of people are taking on that characteristics in this day that we're so pressed for time that we just really don't have it to invest. It's really good to know a lot about the different personalities of the colors and help to incorporate, because it's what I have found when I've done readings is that really a person has multiple colors. There's some that are broader band, more dominant, and these can even change as the person evolves, as they go through life. But we all tend to kind of have a little bit of, about all of them. And it would be good to incorporate the good aspects that are in with each of the aura colors. The reds and oranges are exceptionally physical colors.
That's a good point.
You know, and knowing that back in ancient times, it does make sense that the majority of the populations were reds and oranges for what they needed to build and help get our world going to where it is today. You'll find a lot of them as construction workers, welders, and mechanics, and firefighters, rescue workers.
I was going to say, my son is red, even with his temperament, and he is a firefighter.
Yes. One of the things that Reg has to remind themselves is to be able to have the control over their anger, because they can get very out of control with it, and it's not so much of a threat of doing harm to somebody else. It's the punching of the walls, you know, punching on immovable objects. When I was in radiology, I had this one young man come in his early 20s, and had done some damage to his foot. And when I came in with the x-rays, it was very apparent that he broke it. And I said, how did you cause this kind of a break in your foot? And he tells me he had one of those barbecue grills that were made out of record pipe. You know, that is like 12-inch pipe, very thick, very heavy. He says he couldn't get it to start, the fire to start with it. He couldn't get it. And finally, he got so mad at it, he kicked it.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. Well, I said, well, you probably won't be doing that again, will you? He said, no. But that's indicative of the temperament of a red. The life purposes of Reds is to live in the physical world with gusto, courage, and energy. They choose to experience life with all it has to offer through the bodily sensations of touch, taste, smell, sight, and sound. They want to enjoy life as a physical being, for they are extremely action-oriented. And unlike the indigos and crystals, where the physical body is like a foreign spacesuit to us, we have a hard time figuring out how to even walk in it, how to manipulate our movements. And I was very athletic when I was growing up. I loved the physical challenges, and I was always naturally pushing myself to see what I can do, what I can accomplish. And I know Reds and Oranges, people who are physical, they understand this quite well.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of Oranges, we'll go right into it. The life purposes of Oranges is to experience physical existence to its fullest extent, to reach the apparent limitations of reality and dare to push past them. Oranges do not want to be limited by anyone or anything. Oranges are not usually interested in family or marriage, for they tend to be loners. I have been pretty much, I fit that to a T. I have never really been one to get into any type of relationships. And to be so independent, even with the Reds, Reds are very, very independent people. And it's hard for those that we enter into relationships for them to be with a very strong physical nature. Reds and Oranges need to find people who are very secure in themselves and very strong independent. So they will understand that the Orange or Red that they're with, that they may not be always as sensitive, you know, buying flowers, you know, or doing these little things that you see a lot that occur in relationships with us. It's always, we always expect that our partner automatically knows that we're devoted to them. We are not the type to have the extra relationship affairs. And we expect the same thing out of our partner. Takes a lot of communication to be in a relationship with the Red or Orange. I think probably one of the hardest things is trying not to kill them.
Oh, goodness. This is interesting.
Yes, I was married for about 3 years myself, and I see, looking back on this, this is back in, I married in 1988, and we split up in 92. And I see, I come to understand why my husband at that time, it always seems like he was trying to do things to feel secure in the relationship, in the marriage, that I'm not, with all my busy schedule with studying medicine and putting in all that extra study time, that it wasn't, that there was an alternative motive behind it. It would have been very nice if I had this kind of understanding where I could reassure him, this is where I'm at, this is what I'm doing, and trying to help him to feel more secure. He had quite a time with me, but I did know that my independence, my strong independence, was quite a conflict, bless his heart.
What about green? I was reading somebody, I asked somebody about that, what color they saw the other day, and they saw the color green. They saw themselves as the color green.
Well, greens are a mental color, and I read some excerpts out of the book. Greens are extremely bright, powerful, and intelligent. They process quickly, jumping from steps 1 to 10. They do not like dealing with all the steps and details in between. A project that is too detailed is tedious and boring for greens. And actually, this is exactly like the violets. It's interesting how much it's just like violets. Violets are the same way. That they can see a project from the beginning to the end without knowing the in-between. And violets like to give the more tedious tasks to others while they focus on the bigger aspects. Greens prefer instead to deal with ideas and concepts. They prefer to develop an idea, organize a plan, and then delegate someone else to take care of the details, just like a violet. These quick thinkers are very organized and efficient. They write lists and efficiently check off the items on the list as they are completed. Greens recognize patterns and discover solutions very quickly. When greens are in their power, they can accomplish anything. They love to set goals and are determined to achieve them. Greens are movers and shakers when it comes to taking action. Greens are highly competitive and enjoy challenges. They thrive on taking risks. Gambling is common for greens, especially if there is a potential for large winnings. Being strong-willed, these powerful personalities are determined to have their own way, which they usually feel is the right way. A person is rarely able to win an argument with a green, even if her opponent actually wins the argument by proving his point with logical or statistics. A green will rarely admit defeat. Greens hate to be wrong. Well, they do too. You can get into an argument with a green and you can spend an incredible amount of time with them and there and not be any further ahead as when it was started. They're just so, greens are so highly intelligent, very intelligent. They can.
There you go, Seth. There's your green.
Very competitive. They are great at multitasking. The green's life purpose is to experience as much as possible in this lifetime, to accomplish as much as they can, to grow and learn intellectually, and to empower others by examples. Which is generally one of the best ways to motivate people and to help them be empowered is by your actions. As this old saying goes, actions speak louder than words. Seth is a green too. That would make a lot of sense for Seth being a green.
Yeah, he gave me the color green yesterday. That is, fits him to a T, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it does. As the
other
great
one, person.
If I remember right, we also saw indigo and crystal in Seth.
Uh-huh.
Which helped to explain his characteristics and come to an understanding, a greater understanding of who he is, what he's about, and help give better insight for directions. That's what I love about aura readings, is that it helps a person better understand themselves. You know, we have that old saying, it's hard to see the trees for the forest. It's very difficult for people to figure out who they really are and what they're all about. And an aura reading can give just incredible insight to that.
Uh-huh.
And help them to feel more confident and secure in who they are and what they are about. And give them directions of where to go in their life and with their life. What are the type of jobs that are most fitting unto for them and their color spectrums. I think greens are, I'll go to this. You'll find greens being in positions of occupations of corporate executives, business entrepreneurs, bankers, producers, organizers, office managers, and investments, salespeople, stockbrokers. They love being in positions that they can manage, that they can oversee. And greens are perfect for those positions. And didn't you say that this is also your color, Kathy?
Yeah, I'm green everywhere. Everything that I have is green.
What a power color.
Yeah, I love green.
That's really interesting, because when I was kind of getting a general outline, kind of shorten this to get the meat and the gist of it, I kept feeling green, like I need to get that color in. I need to get that color in. And I knew that, you know, we know how spirit is. When we got that push towards something, that we know that it's fixing to come up, it's fixing to occur. And sure enough, Spirit is right again.
Yeah.
I try not to let Spirit know that how much he or she is right.
Spirit always knows, because Spirit's the one that made us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of cheating, isn't it?
No, man, because they've made us from their soul.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice if we'd have a booklet given at birth about us that helps us not only to understand this, but also help our parents.
Yeah, that's why we're in the school for learning. Life of learning.
Yes.
I wish somebody give me a massage.
Oh, I tell you, I've had one massage, and I broke down crying. I felt so loved and cared for and so exhausted at the time that I had just been quite this warrior and been so much battling that a person needs to have a massage as often as they possibly can. It is just incredibly nurturing and healing and validating.
Well, I'm just real sensitive to the barometric pressures. And I don't know whether the active listeners know this or not, but we have been on national news in Charlotte, North Carolina, for the floods. We've had these thunderstorms, and I have the pressure headache from you know where, and it is pushing on my head and my crown chakra, and it's pushing down onto my shoulders. And it's just this migraine I have had for four days now, Plain?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
Yeah, just my doctor, who is a pain specialist, that's one of the things that seems kind of difficult in helping this doctor to understand is that we are in global warming, this which means that our storms and the changes of them are more extreme as they are becoming more violent, and it isn't like it used to be where you might have this real big thunderstorm and then it might be 2-3 weeks later you might have another storm come in. It just seems like it's just within a week the weather can change 3 or 4 times, and I'm like you where the barometric pressure suffers me greatly.
Oh, man.
I'm hypersensitive.
To any change of any atmospheric anything, because I'm that open with my chakras.
Uh-huh. Yes, I understand.
They're that balanced.
One of the really neat insights that one of my medical professors has said that when we become sick, when we're suffering, and we seek out a doctor, healer, that they are actually seeing the child within us, because we become very childlike. We kind of revert how we were when we were children when we're sick. That we are vulnerable and we are in need of compassion and understanding.
I feel that I keep having to tell my shoulders to relax and my neck to relax.
Do you find yourself tensing up and not realizing that you're doing it until all of a sudden
mm-hmm.
you're starting to get the ache or the pain from it?
Let go.
Yes.
Because I'm pulling up towards the storm.
Uh-huh, yes. That, like as you said, the barometric pressure changing so drastically. That I used to be, after the last surgery to remove the tumor from the pituitary gland, I would know a weather change is coming about as much as 2 weeks ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be very, very bad. And the changes of the season, I would be literally in and out of the emergency room for 4 to 6 weeks, however long that it took to make this change, seasonal change. And but fortunately, that this has been 17, going on 18 years now, this is not as extreme as it was, but I still deal a lot with barometric pressure. And people who have arthritis or they've had any type of broken bones or plates or screws, these poor people tend to suffer a great deal more with their afflictions. And they need to be able to treat themselves at home. It would be less stressful on your body, as well as mentally, emotionally, spiritually, if you had the medicines that you can get yourself out of that migraine. Because they know that pain...
I would take Tylenol or something.
Yeah, they know that when a person is in pain, that it starts taking down their immune system.
Yeah.
It starts affecting their body. It has, you know, a person who is suffering a lot with pain, after a period of time, they start seeing all these other problems coming up, especially like heart problems.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the stress is so great.
But
there's not very many doctors out there that that really have a good understanding about this and will help people to be able to treat them at home.
Well, what other colors you got?
I'll finish up.
We're going to go into violet, I believe, aren't you?
Yeah. Do you want to hear what oranges are like when they're in power, out of power?
Yeah.
That's just a few lines that would be good to help explain that. Oranges who are out of power can become very egotistical and self-centered, caring only to live in their world regardless of how it affects their loved ones. Oranges have problems facing the challenge of knowing themselves, of going inside and learning who they are emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. For oranges to stay in power, they need to realize that life involves balance, a balance of the body, mind, and spirit. Oranges can develop the ability to experience life on all levels. In this way, they may live long enough to attain the wisdom that comes with mature age. For when oranges are in power, they are incredibly resourceful with amazing abilities to mentally become their opponents, to calculate every possible maneuver, and to boldly take action. They awe others with their courage and daring. Oranges can be found fearlessly, risking their lives to save others. And going into violet. The life purpose of violet is that they are here to save the planet and change it for the better. Violets have an inner sense that they are here to do something important and that their destiny is greater than that of the average person. Because this is the violet age, any violets who are not accomplishing what they came here to do are experiencing an inner push, even an inner earthquake. Excuse me. And, you know, you hear a lot of people nowadays talk about that they feel this shaking inside of themselves, that they feel like they need to be doing something, and they feel like they need to figure out what that is, and are starting to check in great many aspects of life to figure out where it is that they feel that they need to be moving in the direction of. The violet age began in the mid-60s, definitely a time of social change and upheaval, and will continue until approximately the years 2000 to 2014. Violets are leading us into the indigo age. When Pamela Osley wrote this book, it was in 1991. And this is, she's right on the money with this.
What happened in 1991?
Violets are visionaries. They can literally see the future in their mind's eye. They can see a project from beginning to finish without knowing all the steps in between. So this is where I was talking about how the greens are just like, violets and greens are so much alike in this. Fathers prefer to give the more tedious task to others while they focus on the greater aspects of a project. They have extraordinary emotional depth and compassion. And here's something that violets need to know about themselves and actually to validate it. Violets are passionate about music. The vibrational qualities of music can fill violets and move them to ecstasy or to tears. It is best for these music connoisseurs to listen to either positive, empowering, and inspiring music or calming and centering music. If they listen to angry or negative music, it will cause them to become irritated, fragmented, and confused. For such music is like nails to a chalkboard. The majority of our great entertainers are violets. I'm like that with a certain type of music. I just can't handle this anger music and just very, very irritating. I either have to leave where it's played or hurry up and change the station. Violets are exceptionally sensitive to the meaning of music. And, matter of fact, I had read where every type of music, when the brain picks up the music, that it will cause the brain to release a chemical that is indicative of that vibration. One of the ways to understand this is, like, for example, when listening to upbeat, fast music, or when we, as women or even men, need to clean the house, what type of music that we put on? We put on the real fast, the upbeat, positive music, happy music. And as long as we got that music playing, we've got that energy, which is actually the brain and the kidneys releasing adrenaline. Music is extremely effective on the body.
This is very interesting. Again, we're talking about colors and how they affect a person, the mind, body, and spirit. This is the Bright Lights Pathfinder Show with Kathy Cook, and this is Plainwalker _777. Discussing colors. I'm here. I'm just sitting back and listening to Plainwalker talk. And Plainwalker, if you want any call-ins, just let me know so I can give out the numbers.
We'll go to what violets are like when they're out of power. When violets are out of power, they can become narcissistic, arrogant, and pompous, thinking that they are better than everyone else. It is difficult to be in the presence of self-important violets. Out of power violets are also develop dictator-like personalities. They love to be idolized by their subjects. They can become scattered and overwhelmed. When they do not trust their visions, they see too many possibilities and can become lost and confused. When violets are in power, they are much more accepting and compassionate towards others. They allow others to follow their own path while they follow theirs, knowing that everyone has their own direction. Violets need to keep a clear perspective as to how they fit in with the larger universal scheme. For if violets can be aware that everyone is a part of the same greatness, they can stay humble and secure enough not to become arrogant and self-obsessed. Listening to empowering and beautiful music, mentally surrounding themselves with the color violet, and meditating are valuable tools for keeping violets in their power. Which is what we were talking about a minute ago, about surrounding ourselves with are more dominant colors, and how that can bring such an instant change. The universe will support violets on their path by almost magically and effortlessly opening all the doors before them. Violets know that this is the way the universe naturally operates. They can teach us to trust the universal flow. Violets instinctively know when the time is right for something to be accomplished, and know if they try to force it, nothing will go right. Yes, the universal flow. We know that how our needs are being met, what it is that we need to do, how the universe will bring us about. I love that understanding of the universal flow.
That's
it can help a person, yes, not become too anxious about what is happening in their life. They can be more calmer and more focused and centered, knowing that the universe will meet their needs. It's always working. As the saying goes, spirit knows our needs before we may even know them.
That's the Bible verse, do not be anxious about today, for tomorrow will take care of itself.
Yes. Yes. And the one also that goes right in conjunction with it is what I just said. God knows our needs before we even know them.
Exactly.
And this is, yes, the universe already knows what we need. I think this is probably a lot along the lines of predestination. Predestiny, that when we set our lives up to come into it, that we have arranged things that when we need them, that they will come about. And knowing, it's great to know that we have this kind of support. Everybody has this support. The universe is always supporting those who are working to help bring about better change and betterment. You hear a lot of that, a lot of that acknowledgement and validation that the universe is working for us and towards us. Violet children have such a unique visual perception. They are often able to see energies that others have long since learned not to see. Violets are the first to actually see auras, spirits, angels, other dimensions, and or energy waves. One of the other things that that Pamela Osley speaks about on this, Kathy, is that when a violet or even indigo crystal children talk about seeing spirits or seeing auras and etc., that it's better for a parent to ask them to describe what they're seeing than to tell them that they have an over imagination, or that they're really not seeing this, that they're not being truthful about it, because it can bring a lot of it can be very detrimental to the child in their development.
Oh, I know. I saw my angels when I was really little, and, you know, I described them to my parents, and they acknowledged me.
Oh, how wonderful. There is a show that's been on A&E. It started up, I think, in June. That's called Psychic Kids, Children of the Paranormal. It airs on Monday night. I think it comes on like around 8 o'clock Central Time, and when interviewing the parents of these children, the common denominator is that they don't know how to help their children. They love them and they believe that yes, they're seeing this, but they just don't know really anything about how to help them. And The way the show was organized was they'd have three or four of these kids, and they would take them to a place that they knew had some type of spiritual activities, and work with the kids and also work with the parents and have the kids write down what they're picking up, what they're sensing, and to have it written down, not talk about it, and then when they're finished, they have them read what they came up with, and there's even been able to be research which validated these kids. It's one of the things that both the parents and the children talked about was not being thought of or diagnosed as having a mental problem and need to be on medications. A lot of the parents absolutely put their foot down to medicating their children and helping to validate, prove that these kids are seeing what they say that they are seeing or feeling, picking up, helps empower the parents of not going the route of taking them to a psychiatrist, to a doctor, and allowing them to medicate them, and coming in with the understanding, knowing that their kids are able to do this. And Chip Coffey, who's a phenomenal medium, is able to give them some books on helping them to understand what their abilities are and how to support their children.
Wayne, I keep getting phone calls. Somebody keeps trying to tune in to BBS Radio, so you keep talking while I call these people, this particular person back on my other phone, so that I can tell them how to tune in to the show.
Okay.
Do you mind? Just continue talking, okay?
No, I don't mind at all. I'll go into some of the indigo.
Okay, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Indigos are the new age children. Again, this is from Pamela Osley's book titled Life Colors. I encourage people to get this book. It is such a valuable tool, not only for your own lives, but also, as we've been talking about, for the well-being and benefit of your children. They are very spiritual, with an inner awareness of the real truth about life. Mankind seems to be only now uncovering evidence regarding the true nature of reality and information known by the ancient mystics. Indigos already possess that knowledge. Indigos are the life colors which are the predominant on the planet during the New Age, which is predicted to begin shortly after the year 2000. The New Age is the era during which humanity will experience peace and harmony on the planet. Indigos know that in the future, we will be living in cooperation with the environment and with each other. There will no longer be disrespect for life. There are many indigo children being born on this planet at this time, which is an indication that we are preparing for the new age. Again, Pamela Osley wrote and published this book in 1991.
I'm back.
Welcome back, my friend. So what she had predicted or prophesied in 1991, we're far enough into time that we see that she's right on the money about what she said is coming for this planet, the inundation of indigos and violets and crystals. Really, for all the colors. It seems like we're at a peak time when our colors are coming into fruition and to the betterment of humanity and the planet.
Gosh, I hate I missed that part. But I can listen to the archives. That's what's so great about BBS Radio. And the archives, you can always listen to the archives.
Truly neat. If you have an interruption or you have to be someplace and can't be present for the show, that you can go back and
anybody's show.
It.
I mean,
yeah.
Anybody on BBS
yeah.
Radio. BBS Radio has set it up to where you can join, log in, get a passcode, and listen to any show that has been broadcast in any year. That they archive all the shows, and you can go and listen to anybody's show at any given time. You just download it, and there you have it. You have a library of bbsradio.com.
Oh,
and
that's
the,
great information.
And the host that you choose.
But there are many.
Isn't that amazing?
That. Yeah. There are many that really appreciate having that information, especially any show that they broadcast it. It's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. So there was a reason for me to have gone and told my uncle was trying to get in on BBS Radio Station 1, and he didn't know how to finagle the, you know, a lot of people probably don't. They get on the main page, they don't know to choose Station 1 or Station 2. Or
Because
BBS Radio's main page is very simple, but when you've never been on it before, it's, you know, pretty overwhelming because it's so full of information.
Oh, yes.
But we are Station 1, and we're not taking call-ins tonight because we're doing like a teaching lecture thing.
You know, before we get too close to the end of the show, there's just a paragraph here that I feel
very
important.
Well, you make sure you stop the show at 2 minutes till because I don't have a clock in here.
Sure, this will only take me about 1 minute, if less than that, because I think this is real important for people to hear this about themselves and know about other indigos. Indigos can appear to be androgynous. It's difficult to tell if they are male or female, heterosexual or homosexual. Indigos appear to have incorporated both the male and female aspects within themselves. These sensitive souls have an inner sense that we are all actually divine beings, not merely physical beings, and that who we really are goes beyond what we see. Indigos believe that matter and physical reality are illusions, that life is really composed of God force, energy, or living consciousness. They know that everything in the universe is somehow connected, that time, space, distance, and form are not the separate entities that they have been made out to be. There is no separation except in the human mind. Yes, I have met many indigos, especially young indigos, that this is very strong about them being both having both strong male and female characteristics, and I fit this very well.
I remember when you met me.
Do I, hon?
I remember when you met me and you were reading me.
Uh huh.
And you said, I can't, we both said we don't do genitals. You know, like when we were reading, you couldn't tell whether I was a male or a female.
Yes, it's very hard to discern when you're talking or doing a reading of an indigo, especially when it's over the internet and there's no.
Because you had not heard my voice?
No, when we were especially doing that reading, no, I hadn't heard your voice at all. I was reading you through our IMs.
Uh-huh.
It's very difficult. It can be very difficult to discern what gender an indigo is.
Exactly. But I'm definitely got my peak, my man, even though he has no wiggle room. Oh, man. I got carried away about him last night. I miss him.
I have been an industrial, commercial, and residential electrician. I had helped to rebuild one of the world's largest inland refineries.
Keep your eye on the time for me, because I don't have a clock.
I think we have 4 more minutes.
Okay.
I was actually one of the first female roustabouts, and within 6 months, I became a roustabout foreman in a Texas Panhandle oil field. And this is something that is quite indicative of indigos, that they can just pretty much fit into any aspect of life that they wish. And why they can be so independent.
Yeah.
Because they know that they have the ability to do whatever they need to in life, whether it's building a fence or making your home, although that it's best that I don't ever get into the kitchen to cook, because I've had friends tell me that I could be cited for cruel and unusual punishment. And I agree. I'm not very good in the kitchen. I can certainly do body work and mechanic work on a vehicle and trim trees. My husband he liked that part about me more than anything. It didn't take me too long before I figured out that he got the better end of the deal, since I was doing the lawn and taking care of the mechanical aspects of our vehicles and motorcycles and repairing the air conditioner and water heater. And
wow. Well, it's been a wonderful show. I appreciate you talking so much and letting me sit back with this getting better headache. I mean, it's just been wonderful and enlightening as always. PlainWalker_777@yahoo.com. And this is Bright Lights Pathfinders of bbsradio.com, Kathy Cook, and we're signing off with much love, happiness, and prosperity to each and every one of you.
Amen.
And good night.
Good night, everyone.